Yadkin County is the proud home of a wonderful new 10,000-square-foot arts center, which opened in 2010. In December of 2012, the center added the Willingham Theater. The center and the theater were dreams of Arts Council President John Willingham, and now that he's built it, the artists will come. On February 9th at 7:30, it's Carolina Music Way's old-timey radio show, the High Energy Musical Review, featuring music of the North Piedmont. Then on the 23rd, it's the Uptown Jazz Stylings of Miss Clee Thompson. The amazing Kruger Brothers make their Art Center debut on March 8th, and the season rolls on through July with film, theater, bluegrass, and more. Putting together the Willingham Theater's inaugural season is writer, producer, director extraordinaire, and UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson. Susan Lyons and her husband Stephen have been co-directors of the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center since 2009. Prior to that, they managed Raffaldini Vineyards. Ron and Susan spoke with me about their season of music, dance, drama, and film.
As interim artistic director for the Willingham Theater, we've given a long leash. Was there a directive? What sorts of considerations went into putting together the program for the first season? That's an exciting time.
Yeah, I was given a very long leash, which, of course, I appreciated. I wanted this first opening season to have everything possible: film, music, dance, drama. And so I went out and got something for each one of those using the contacts that I have and trying to give a variety, not only in those different, you know, genres or field, but within those, making hopefully a program that everybody can see something that they want, that they like.
The Willingham Theater, I should say, just recently opened a project. How many months
did,
in the making?
It did. Construction on the theater started right after we opened Phase 1, which was in September of 2010. So it took about 2 years to get the theater built.
All right.
We opened the doors December of 2012 with the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, of course, so we could show off the incredible sound system and the screen and everything. It's a state-of-the-art theater.
What does state-of-the-art mean, Ron? You're the expert. As a man who's worked in film and theater, talk about the venue.
State-of-the-art really means everything works. You know, when you're in theater or you've been in theater, you're used to things that don't necessarily work the right way, or you don't have as many options as you want. This theater not only has every option in terms of showing films, but every option in terms of making theater. The light board, the sound board, the lights, how they're hung. It's just the best that it could possibly be for an almost 200-seat theater.
193 seats is just the perfect size.
It is. And what's even more perfect is that though there are almost 200 seats, when you're sitting in there, you feel as if there are only maybe 100 seats because of the way it's constructed, because of the materials used. There's wood and very warm, comfortable colors, and you could really have just a few people in the theater and still feel as if
you weren't alone.
Yeah, which is a great, not all theaters have that.
That was UNC School of the Arts screenwriting discipline chair Ron Stacker Thompson, and he was joined by Yadkin Cultural Arts Center co-director Susan Lyons. The center and the newly opened Willingham Theater is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Coming up on February 9th at 7:30, it's Carolina Music Way's old-timey radio show, a high-energy musical review featuring music of the North Piedmont. Tune in this Friday when Ron and Susan provide a complete season preview from the Pluck Project to Peppercorn Children's Theater and everything in between. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.